started. Welcome to Miracle Night. Prophet Jason Leopard. Come expecting your miracle. God has something for you tonight. Stay tuned. You can find us on Instagram Live, Telegram Live. You can email us at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can visit us on our website at www.godsavingministries.com. Or you can tune in 24 hours a day and listen to the radio station, Kingdom Radio, at www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can go to the podcast at www.thekingdompodcast.com. There you will find archives of all the messages we have preached. If you're looking to start a business online or go to our online school, email me for more information at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can sign up for our daily Word from God email at connect.godsavingministries.com. If you want to financially support us, you can also go to Venmo at God Saving Ministries. Or do you have Cash App at God Saving Ministries? Stay tuned. Prophet Jason Leopard. All righty, guys. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening to Instagram. Good evening to Facebook. Good evening to everyone. Good evening, guys. Good evening. Good evening to YouTube. Good evening, Kingdom Network TV. Good evening. Good evening to Kingdom Network TV on Facebook. Good evening, Kingdom Radio. We're live on there too. God Saving Ministries, Facebook, we're live on there too. And we're live on my personal page. So there we go. We're also live on Telegram too. Telegram, and we're also live on the radio station. So you know what? God is expanding our territory. He's expanding. We're reaching people. We're trying to get on TikTok again. Be praying about that. So far, we're on every social media site that can be, besides Twitter, but I don't think you can go live on Twitter. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I don't know. We shall see. But anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. Listen, before we get started tonight, we're going to be talking about a subject called testing. God is going to test you tonight. He's going to test you. He tries you and he tests you. And this is how this works. This is how this works. Okay? Is everybody understood? Okay, guys, Instagram, I need you guys to share tonight. I need you guys to like, share, and when you throw me some hearts up, it gets the algorithm going. And YouTube, you the same, comment. Everybody on Facebook, if you're viewing, listen, guys, we'll much appreciate it if you participate tonight in the broadcast, because the more you engage, the more these feeds go out, okay? We want to push these feeds out to people that needs it. So who do you say who needs God? We all need God. We don't need me tonight. We need God. And I believe he's here. He's going to give us a message tonight. And I believe we're going to be in Matthew chapter 5, or Matthew chapter 4, I believe. Yeah, Matthew chapter 4. We're going to be talking about testing of God. Why does God test us? Job was tested of God. Job was tried of God, but he passed the test. And some of you are going through the same test you always have been. and you keep going through the same old test. And the reason why you keep going through this test is because you keep failing the test. Is somebody hearing me tonight? You keep failing the test. You keep failing it. And here's the thing. Why do you fail the test? Because you didn't study for it. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved to God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, he says this, and this is what we need to get here, guys. This is what we need to get. We need to get to a place in God that God tests us, and the reason why he tests us, because he wants to bless us. I'm going to say that again. The reason why God wants to test us, because he wants to bless us. We have to be tested. Somebody's just not hearing me tonight. Somebody's just not hearing me. Somebody is just not hearing me tonight. Somebody is just not hearing me tonight. Somebody is just not hearing me tonight. Come on, somebody. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong crowd. Maybe I'm not even talking to anybody. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. Maybe I'm just talking to myself tonight. You reckon? God is about to do something in your life, but you've got to be tested first. But before we get into this, I want to share something with you guys. I want to really share something with you guys. It's crazy, but I want to share something with you. The reason why we get tested and tried, because God needs to make sure that we're ready for the next level. So somebody is still not hearing me tonight. Because if you was hearing me, you'd be sharing this feed. You'd be giving me some hearts tonight, because you got to realize something, guys. Here's what you got to realize. Hear me and hear me clear. God has to test you before he blesses you. And a lot of you are going through the same test and the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over. You never pass the test. Is somebody hearing me tonight? Or am I just talking to myself? Or maybe I'm just talking to the airwaves, or maybe I'm just talking to myself tonight, because we don't realize something. God has to test us before he blesses us. And a lot of you get tested and you fail. It's easy to serve God when everything's going right, right? It's easy to serve God when everything's going wrong. No, it's not. Some of you throw in the towel. Some of you start backsliding on God when things get rough. Who am I talking to tonight? When things get rough, you throw in the towel. You know, I remember God had me many, many times. He tested me over the years. I remember when I used to give and I got nothing in return. See, a lot of you are giving and you're getting in return, but I wonder if you can give and get nothing in return. I did for 10 years. Maybe I was being disobedient to God, but you know what? God was testing me to see if that I loved him, or see if I was giving in a right attitude. See, a lot of you give to God, but you want things back, which is normal. I mean, but yeah, but why don't you give to God because you love him? Why don't you give to God because it's his anyways? Why do we give to God? God loves a cheerful giver. God wants to see, and the reason why he tests you, to see where your heart is. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Come on, somebody. It's the truth. It is the truth. So many times we don't realize, and here's what we fail to realize. We fail to realize that God wants to bless us. But when God wants to bless us, he wants to test us first. The reason why he does this, because he did it to his own son. That's what I'm going to read to you now from the Word of God. I want to read to you something in Matthew chapter 4. It says, then when Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after hunger. And when the tempter came, he said, if thou be the Son of God. Now, in chapter 3, we note that God comes upon Jesus when he got baptized in the water, and he said, this is my Son, who I'm well pleased. But in the Matthew chapter 4, see, ain't it kind of ironic? This is how God tests you, and y'all better keep note of this. I hope you're writing notes tonight, because this is going to be good. Anytime God tests you, he will tell you something beforehand, and then he'll test you to see if you'll believe him for it. Otherwise, God told me some things in the past, and then he automatically tests me just to see if I still believe. Come on, guys. In Matthew chapter 3, Jesus got told by God, read it for yourself, Matthew chapter 3, he got told by God, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. And in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus and Satan walks up to him, and guess what he says? The totally opposite of what God says. Do you know what knocked Adam and Eve out of the garden? It was not their disobedience. It was not them not listening to God. It was their faith that they believed what God had said. See, a lot of you need to realize something, who you are and whose you are. A lot of you need to realize something. You are a child of the King. I don't care how perfect you walk. I don't care what you've done, because the Bible says, let no man boast, because it's not by works that any man should boast. It ain't what you've done. It ain't how you walk with God. It ain't how perfect you are. It's what you believe God thinks of you. Because notice in chapter 3 of Genesis, he comes and tells Adam, he said, Adam, where art you? He said, I hid myself, Lord, because I was naked. And he turned to him and said, who told you that you were naked? See, our problem is we believe the report of the enemy, because he shows us with our eyes. Come on. He'll show us. God didn't say that he was going to bless you with a mansion. Where is it? It's not here yet, friend. But God said it's coming. See, Satan tries to tempt us with our circumstances. And I'm going to show you right here. He walks up to Jesus and he tells Jesus this. He says, and the tempter came and said, if thou be the Son of God. So see, right there, he's trying to get Jesus to doubt what God had told about him. Come on, guys. Let me tell you something. You are the apple of God's eye. Do you know that you're a king? Do you know that God, that the speak of your voice, God will be at your command just like that? Why? Because you're the apple of his eye. But Satan would have you believe tonight that you have no authority. You have no authority. And you know, I heard this lady say this today, and it really got under my skin and got under my spirit. She said, you know what? Sometimes we can pray out of mist, and we can pray out of the will of God. Sometimes we can pray, and there's no effect to your prayer life, because it's not, number one, spirit-led. Number two, It's the way you're praying. You don't beg God for nothing, guys. The Bible said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. God don't want you to beg for anything. Why? Because he's made you a king. And if I'm a king, I declare stuff. I don't beg for stuff, I declare it. I take authority over all of the enemy that's over my life, that's running my life, that's telling my life. God is nowhere to be found. I just told God the other day, I said, God, it seems like I get a breakthrough and here comes another battle. I get a breakthrough and the enemy attacks me in my sleep. He does. I went to bed the other night, a few nights ago, and he attacked me in my sleep. And the reason why God is allowing the enemy to do this, because he wants you to get up and say, declare the works of the Lord. The enemy's not going to leave you alone, guys, unless you declare the works of the Lord. Maybe God's allowing the enemy to trouble you because you got to realize how powerful you really are. You need to take authority over the enemy. You need to tell the enemy, listen, you've crossed the wrong borders this time, friend. I don't know about you, but when a robber comes in my house, I got a 9mm gun down there, and you know what? It's cocked and ready. You hear what I'm talking about? And you know what? You got Satan coming in your house all the time trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But you need to let the enemy know that he has crossed territories. He has crossed boundaries. See, a lot of you don't realize, but you got access to the Father. A lot of you tonight don't realize that you have access to the Father. A lot of you patty cake and say weak prayers. Your weak prayers is not going to help any. Your weak prayers is not going to move heaven. Why? Because it's not prayed with boldness. He said, I give you boldness to enter the throne of God. Boldness. And the enemy's always trying to attack us, to bring us down. We're like sheep gone astray, guys. He's after us. If he's got you, then you're not a child of God, and you're definitely not following God. It says, when the tempter came to him and said, if you be, that word if, he's trying to make Jesus doubt in what God said, just like he did in chapter 3 of Genesis. He made them doubt in what God said. That's the first temptation he hits you with. He makes you doubt at what God said. I wrote over on the bulletin board the vision God has gave me. He said, write it down. Why does he want you to write your vision down? Habakkuk chapter 3. Write the vision down, and those who read it will run with it. Why? Because the enemy's going to come right after what God has just told you and get you, well, when is this going to happen? Or is it ever going to happen? No, it's going to happen. And the more I read that, the more God reminds me of that. See, the enemy wants you to forget about what God said. Did God really say? He wants you to doubt in what God has told you. But I dare some of you tonight to stare flat-footed and say, you know what? I stand and I declare the works of the Lord. I might not see it now, but it's on its way. Some of you need to get expectation right up in your head. Some of you need to dig ditches just like the prophet did out in the wilderness. He started digging ditches. You know what that expectation does? That gets God a moving. Why? Because faith moves the hand of God. And faith and expectation come together because it believes what God can do. God ain't going to do nothing if you're going to doubt him. He's not going to do it. He only retains where faith is. And that's why the enemy tries to attack Jesus. If you be the Son of God. Don't come with me if. It ain't an if. It is I. I am a Son of God. Don't come with me with this stuff if. If God blesses me. If God does this. It ain't the if, baby. It's the when. It's not the if, it's the when. So see, don't come to me with your ifing, because you need to come to me with your winning. Because when God does it, it's going to be come to pass. God's giving my church back. He done told me. I don't know when. I don't have a clue when. It ain't an if, it's a when. Watch this. Watch this, guys. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He stood on God's word. A lot of people think Jesus was just quoting scripture. No, he stood on what God has told him. He stood on what God has told him. He responded like this. When the enemy comes to you and says, if you get this done, you can say, no, when I get this done. Quote it back to him. No, when I get this done. When I get it done. Look at this. Then the devil taketh him up in the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith to him, if thou be the Son of God. There he goes with that if again. He's always trying to get you to doubt what God has already told you. That's how he gets you every time. That's why your blessings are being delayed, because you're doubting God. You're sitting around if. Get the if out of it and put the when in it. My God, get the if out of your if and put the when in it. It's not if you get it, it's when you get it. It's not. Now watch this. Watch this, guys. Now watch this. I'm going to show you something here. Watch this. You guys ready for this? All right, watch this. And then the devil taketh him up to the holy city and setteth him on a pedestal of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. So Jesus was telling him stuff was written, so he throws it back at him. See, the devil can deceive you with the word of God. Be careful. Watch this. For it is written, he giveth his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt thy Lord thy God. See, friend, it's not to justify you to know God's word. It's to justify you to know what God is saying now. What is God saying now? It's not, listen, I know Jesus knew the word. He was the word. He was the word that became flesh. But here's the thing. You got to know what God is saying right now. Not later, not when, not way back in, but now. What is God saying now? Come on, guys. What is God saying now? What is he saying now? We know what God says then, but what is God saying now? My mercy. What is God saying now? Watch this, guys. Watch this. I notice when the devil took him up, he told him truth. He gives his angels charge concerning thee. Do you know right now that you have angels around you? I bet you didn't know that. Do you know God has assigned an angel for your life to keep record of everything you do? Is somebody's got to hear me here. Do you know that there's an angel by you at all times? But notice what Satan said. He spoke truth. He said he give his angels plural. So there's more than one angel around you. There's angels. His angels charge concerning thee. And their angels shall bear thee up, lest you any time. So it don't matter what time of frame of day. Now, these angels, if it's there any time you dash your foot, so they've got to be around you at all times. You don't just have one angel around you, friend. You have angels, plural. God has assigned certain angels, plural, more than one angel, around you at all times. My God. So you mean to tell me I have angels kept around me at all times? Yes, I do. You do. Notice they were angels in the garden. When they got kicked out, guess who kept them out? Angels. Angels was present in that garden the whole time everything was happening. Wow, guys, wow. So if angels around you, lest you fast your foot at any time, it don't matter where you're at. Angels get up with you when you lay down. Angels get up with you when you wake up. When you get in your car, angels are surrounding you at all the times. But here's the thing. They have charge over you. That means they look after you. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. So they're going to protect you. My God. Come on, somebody. Angels are here to protect us. Jesus said unto him, for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Just because you got angels around you don't mean you go diving off stuff trying to kill yourself. And say, well, why didn't the angel of the Lord save me? He did. That thing is speaking to you. Quit going over there. That's them angels talking to you. Listen. Angel. The devil taketh him to the seemly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if you will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall I serve. My. See, his heart was in the right place. God has to test you before he blesses you. Come on, somebody. He had to test his son before he blessed his son. And he's going to have to test you the same way, friend. Test you the same way. My. Ain't this good tonight? Ain't this good? So angels. Now look what this says right here at the bottom. I want you to read it. In verse 11, chapter 4, verse 11, it says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Not one, but angels. Guys, we're camped around about angels. I got angels in this room tonight. Matter of fact, there's a big, huge angel right here, and there's a big, huge angel right here, and there's probably four over that way, and there's four little ones over here. There's angels camping around us at all times. My God, ain't that wonderful? That means that Satan does not have any power. But now those angels can back up and let Satan tempt you, yes, and try you. Just like he did Jesus, guys. Listen, guys, this has been good tonight, and I know it's short, but it's on the point. And I wanted to get something. I wanted to get a point across to you tonight. You've got to be tested before God blesses you. Because God wants to know where your heart is, guys. He wants to know where your heart is. A lot of you's heart's not in the right place. And how do you know when somebody's heart's in the right place? It's got to be tested, right? It's got to be tested. Well, guys, I'm gonna give you something tonight, and it's on our screen, guys. A lot of you on Facebook, you can see it. Instagram, you can't see it. We're not live on there. We're trying to get live on Instagram. Maybe we can cue in to Instagram on our live stream here. I'm not sure, but I can say this. Guys, God is so good to give us angels charge over us. So good. So good. That he wants to give his angels charge over us tonight. Ain't that wonderful? I mean, ain't that glorious, wonderful? I mean, it's just wonderful. That God wants to give us his angels charge over us to protect us. I mean, ain't that wonderful? It's just, that is so wonderful. So wonderful. And what we fail to realize, guys, is this. It's what we fail to realize. God is so good to us, but I wonder how good we are to God. That's what I want to know tonight. How good are you to God? He shows you love. But 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved. Let's just go to that real quick. I want to go to that. I want to show you something God showed me about this scripture. A lot of people misquote this big time. 2 Timothy 2:15. Notice it says in 14 right here, it says, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, and that strive not about words to no profit, but of subverting of hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Now let's just stop right there. Let's just stop right there. God is trying to tell you, you got to study yourself. Otherwise, you got to ask God, Lord, just like David said, create inside of me a clean heart, God. Show me the errors of my ways. My God. Hey, God will show you too. You ask him, he will show you most definitely. You ask God, he will show you the errors of your ways. Come on, somebody. He will show you the errors of his ways, of your ways. He said, study to show thyself approved unto God. So guys, let me tell y'all something. You got to prove yourself to God now. God's done prove himself to you. This way says, a workman. And when you prove yourself to God, you're going to work for him. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. See, shame and sin in your life create shame. That's what happened in the garden. They was ashamed. That's why they hid themselves, right? Needeth not to be ashamed, but the rightly dividing the word of truth. But to shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. When we prove ourselves to God, our shame goes away. And then we can rightly divide this word. Our problem is, you know what our problem is? Even as preachers, we want to point fingers at everybody else and don't let God point fingers to us first. Jesus said it loud and clear. Why behold a beam in your brother's eye when you've got a log in your own? And I'm talking to you pastors. I'm talking to you preachers. I'm talking to everybody out there that sits behind a pulpit. Does not matter who you are, whether you don't sit behind a pulpit, before you go judging others, maybe you need to look in the mirror and keep looking in the mirror. Because the cleaner you get you, the cleaner you're going to get everybody else. Right? So God showed me that a long time ago. That scripture had nothing to do with going to college and learning the Word of God. That has nothing to do with that. That has everything to do with you studying to show yourself approved to God. God wants you to study yourself. He wants you to study yourself. That's right. My, my, my. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, guys, listen. I'm going to give you guys a chance to give tonight, okay? And guys, if you're on radio, I know you can't see this. If you're on a radio broadcast or you're here on Instagram, guys, I know you can't see this. But the number to give to, that is 833-645-2820. I'm going to say the number one more time. It is 833-645-2820. That is 833-645-2820. 833-645-2820. And you can text the word give to that number and sow your seeds tonight. Listen, a lot of you can sow 50. A lot of you can sow. There you go. My wife's got it up right there. 833-645-2820. So if you want to give tonight, guys, there is the number to give to. Just text the word give to that number. Text that number. Text the word give to that number, and you can sow tonight. And we appreciate it. A lot of you can sow 50. A lot of you can sow 100. A lot of you can sow $50. A lot of you can sow 500. A lot of you can sow 1,000 tonight. Obey God. I want you blessed tonight. A lot of you can sow $50. A lot of you can sow $20. A lot of you can sow $10. Sow something tonight to the gospel. Sow something tonight to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us get this gospel out here, guys. Listen, this is not my work. It's his work. Okay? So you can text the word give to 833-645-2820. Okay? I'm going to give you a chance to give for a minute. And you guys, I'm going to give you a chance to give for a minute. And let you let you guys ponder on that. And I want you to give with a cheerful heart tonight. Give with a cheerful heart, guys. Cheerful. Cheerful. And guys, I'm going to tell you something. God's testing me in my ministry. He tested me with a ministry one time, and I walked out of it, and I failed the test. Sometimes God will test you even starting things, guys. Yes, he will. It gets hard, don't it? It gets hard in a business. When God tells you to start a business, it gets hard. When God tells you to do a ministry, it seems like it's getting nowhere. But God is testing you. You just keep doing what he told you to do, whether it gets hard or whether it seems like it's going anywhere. You just keep doing it, right? Why? Because Satan will always come to you if God said it ain't if, it's when. I'm going to give you that number one more time, 833-645-2820. All right, guys, I gave you the number. You can sew tonight. If you need that number, just text me, PM me, whatever, on Instagram, whatever. Anyways, guys, God bless y'all tonight. Glory to God. God is good all the time.
We thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio. If you would love to support us and help us reach more people for Jesus Christ, go to www.godsavingministries.com/partnership or give on Venmo at God Saving Ministries. Or Cash App at God Saving Ministries. And remember, let's build the kingdom of God down here on earth.